And good evening and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke. I'm with you for the next 90 minutes of music from mostly around Europe and some other places. Lots of new releases. If I were inclined to have the same tune every time at the beginning of this show, it could be a tune like this one here from a band called Banter. Let's get back to it before the brass come in, because then it gets really kind of noisy. Talk to you in a minute. Don't say I didn't warn you that when the brass comes in there, it does get a little bit noisy. That was a band called Banter. They're from the United Kingdom, and they're called, sometimes described as, the UK's smallest big band. There's only three of them. And they take classic English folk music and they sort of drag it kicking and screaming into the 21st century, which is what we're in at the moment. So they have quite an immense sound. They sort of ended up only the three of them, and they thought, well, what the heck, we'll just make as much noise as we can. And they use a melodeon, that's kind of an accordion-like instrument, and you obviously heard that. Keyboards and vocals, as well as a bunch of brass and drums and percussion and so on and so forth. So the three of them do a fair bit of jazz and pop and soul and big band sounds as well. They have a fair bit of social comment in some of their songs too, and I will play another track from them right at the end of the show, because this is a new release from Banter. It's called Yes, and that track was called Jump at the Sun, which is a track by John Kirkpatrick, a fine accordion and melodeon player from the UK. And the album is quite diverse, kind of some reggae, traditional English dance tunes and so on. Kind of gets you up dancing 1 minute and contemplating the nature of the world the next. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and either at Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, CKVB, or you're listening on Voice of Bombay, which is 95.9 in Norris Point. So tonight I'm playing, I have 10 or 11, I guess, different new releases, since it is a new year and we need to sort of get through those before it gets too late, before 2017 isn't too far behind. The next one up is another band from the UK, a band called Leveret, L-E-V-E-R-E-T. And as you well know, for those of you who read very closely the Oxford English Dictionary, a leveret is a noun meaning a young hare rabbit in its first year, kind of from late Middle English or whatever. But Leveret's a trio from the UK, and it's a unique collaboration. It's three kind of superstars, I suppose, within the English folk music. Sam Sweeney, who's a fiddle player, won a bunch of BBC awards, kind of worked with a great band called Bellowhead that I've played before, worked with Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band, the Full English, and so on. A bunch of groups. And then there was a melodeon player as well. We had a melodeon in the first track as well. Andy Cutting, who's played with a lot of folks. Martin Simpson and people like that. And he's won his own set of awards. And then there's a concertina player, Rob Harbron. And he has, well, he has lots of honors to his name as well. He works with a band called The Full English. Kind of reminds me of a breakfast, obviously. And an English acoustic collective summer school. They don't mess around. Around 2005, they kind of got together as a trio, and they decided to record, and they recorded it all in one day, and then they went out on tour, just like that. Just to, you know, it's just like they didn't have time to fool around because they were so busy doing other things. This is their third album, which just came out this past year. It's called Inventions. And one of the interesting things about it is if you look at the liner notes inside, there's very little information about the tracks and the tunes, but the music is all there, so you can play along. It's great. So what we're going to listen to is something called Grenville Morris, and it's named for a wonderful musician who was influential to the early life of some of these folks, an inspiration. And so this is a tune called Grenville Morris. It's in the key of F. It's got one flat. And there's nothing better than throwing that flat in when you've got basically a tune that otherwise is played pretty much straight. Anyway, you'll see what I mean. This is a fine band called Leverett. If I had the music, I could just fax it to you or whatever. So you'll have to get the CD and play along at home, I guess. This is Grenville Morris. Thank you. That's the band called Leverett, and a track there called Grenville Morris, just slightly majestic. Next up, a band from Scotland, a band called Zetor in the Kale Yard. Now, I try to figure out names sometimes because bands have a way, being artists and all, of finding names that sometimes aren't the best, I suppose, in terms of recognition factor and so on. So Zetor, Z-E-T-O-R. So the closest I can come is it's a tractor. It's a tractor that's made in the Czech Republic. It's been around for like 100 years. It's a famous tractor. A kale yard is kind of like a kitchen garden in Scotland. So I'm thinking it's like a tractor in a garden. So there's some sort of like bull and china shop sort of thing going on. But for the life of me, I can't figure out, and I did a bunch of, you know, looking around, Googling and stuff like that, and all those verbs. And I can't find anything in any of their materials about why they chose that name, of all names. But anyway, you try and see if you can get any further on that. It's a duo, Roddy Johnston and Kate Baddock. They play a variety of instruments, flute, piano, sax, pipes, fiddle, guitar, bombard sometimes, which is quite a loud and kind of a abrasive, I suppose, instrument occasionally from the Breton tradition. And they both sing as well. They've played in pubs around Scotland for a number of years. They formed about 3 years ago, and this is their debut release. It's called Collateral, and it's a concept piece. It's taking migration as the theme, which is a very common theme within within Scottish music. But it also includes broader tracks. There's a bunch of Woody Guthrie pieces there, like Pastures of Plenty, which is about the Dust Bowl in the 1930s, also an example of migration. It's an Irish song by The Hush, which was originally the version that you hear a lot of times was collected in the Ottawa Valley, and it's an Irish song of emigration. Also an anti-war song about, don't come over here because they're going to put you to fight, and it's not your battle anyways. And there's a bunch of tunes interspersed in the CD as well. Just came out early in December, so it's fairly recent. And it's not just nostalgia about emigration, but it's also celebration about the contributions of all the generations of migrants. It kind of came from, the duo said they had been watching what was going on in the news, and then they've been practicing some traditional material, and they realized that those traditional songs had a great current relevance in these days of independence referenda, which they had in Scotland not so long ago, Brexit, of course, and Trump. So as the band stated, and I quote, "Events from old ballads seemed to be coming to life." Indeed, indeed. So the music itself is very strongly rooted in traditional sounds, although they use a looper quite a bit, which is a machine that you can use during concert and adds various textures, I suppose, to what you're doing. But don't worry, no need to fear the looper, because it's not really particularly obvious in many of the songs. And so I'm going to play a kind of a traditional song from them, an old ballad. It's called Jamie Rayburn. It's about the transportation to Australia, and what happened in many parts of the UK is that people were charged on trumped up or charges that really had no basis in fact, and they were transported to Australia and they became workers there. And so Australia was a bit of a penal colony for emptying out some of the cities of people that the authorities, whoever they were, felt like they didn't want to have around. So people were charged. In this case, Jamie Rayburn was charged with stealing some bread or something like that. Which he hadn't stolen, but he ended up in Australia and built that country into what it is today. But there's some great books that have been written about the transports and some wonderful songs, and this is one of them. So the band is called Zetor in the Kale Yard, and the track is called Jamie Rayburn.
Well, my name is Jamie Rayburn, and Glasgow I was born. My place of habitation, I'm forced to leave with scorn. From my place of habitation, I must gang awa, far frail upon the hills and vales of Caledon. in the morning, just at the break of day. I was woken by the turkey who unto us did say, arise, you hapless convicts, arise, you Ananda. Today's the day you are tasting, break Caledonia. Well, we all the rose, put on our clothes, our hearts were full of grief. The friends that stood round the coach could grant us no relief. Our parents, wives, and sweethearts, they broke their hearts in twa to see us leave the hills and dales of Caledonia. Mother, I'm vexed for what I've done. I hope none shall cast up to you the race that I have run. I hope God will protect you when I am far away. Far frae the bonny hills and dales of Caledonia. Farewell, my dearest father. You were the best of men. Likewise to my sweetheart, it's Catherine, it's her name. No more we'll walk by Clyde's clear stream, nor by the broomy lawn. For I must leave the hills and dales of Caledonia.
Song of Transportation there from a band called Zetor in the Kale Yard, a recent release from just came out about a month ago in Scotland. Next up, we have a group fronted by a guy called Sam Kelly, and the band is called Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys. And Sam was, as a young child, he'd spend a lot of hours kind of enraptured by his Irish grandfather, who would tell tales and sing folk songs and play folk tunes on his melodeon and so on. He grew up in the Cornwall area in the UK, and he caught the bug, and he decided to dedicate his life to rediscovering and renewing the sounds of his Gaelic heritage and creating some new music. So his debut EP came out in 2013, which is just less than 5 years ago now. And it got quite a buzz in the folk music scene for his music. He followed up with another EP in 2015, so he was doing a couple in quick succession. He gained a reputation for having a really, like, a high class and a dynamic live show, and having some good people who played with him, because that's really key. It's key is finding good players to be around you. And he became a favorite at festivals, even in the last few years, even though he hasn't been around all that long. He hasn't rested on his laurels. He continues to tour a fair bit with his band, The Lost Boys. They've been together since about 2015. Lots of rave reviews, and they released their first album as a band just in October of 2017. So this is a new release out of from Sam Kelly and The Lost Boys. He came from a family, were largely dairy farmers, and so he did a lot of singing in front of rather disinterested Frisians, Holstein Frisian cattle. So he said he's kind of used to any kind of an audience, and he's easygoing, whether he's playing to audiences of millions, as he's done on some of the BBC shows he's been on, to just a couple of people in a tiny pub. His fascination with the music really shines through, and his passion for rekindling the sounds of his musical heritage coming from his grandfather sort of gains him the respect of peers and audiences, whether they're in a large group or in a small group. So I'll play two tracks from this CD, which I have seen on a number of best of 2017 lists, even though it just came out in late, October, November. So it hasn't been around all that long, but it has some very good reviews behind it. And I've only listened to it a few times myself, having just got it recently. And I I am taken by it. I think it's got a lot of depth to it, and it's well done, and it's somewhat interesting. So I'm going to play two tracks. One is Greenland Whale. It's the opening track. It's got this acoustic guitar beat, and the Lost Boys are singing along in the chorus, and fine voice there, a rousing blend of the banjos and fiddles and so on. So that gives you a sense of that kind of thing that they can do. And then I'll play a set of tunes too. It's called Shy Guys Serve. Neither of the tunes has anything to do with guys or shy or serving, either serving in tennis or serving people dinner or whatever. So you're going to have to go hear them in concert to find out why they called it that. But it shows their skill as tunesmiths as well as musicians. And so you have on that set some Uilleann pipes, and you have some melodeons and, of course, fiddles and guitars and all that good stuff. So there's a fair bit of excitement about this CD. It's called Pretty Peggy is the name of the CD, and it's really added to their I guess already pretty stellar reputation, and people are looking for him to go from strength to strength. But he is now touring, even as we speak, on the strength with the Lost Boys, on the strength of this CD. So anyway, it's a great CD, and could well be, I haven't really made a list of the top, I don't really have time to do that, top 10 of 2017, but it could be in there. This is Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys.
On the 23rd of March, my boys from England, we set sail, crying heaven above, protect us from the fierce and icy gale. We never was downhearted, boys, nor let our courage fail. For we bore off to Greenland, looking out for the Greenland whale. Oh, looking out for the Greenland whale. Oh, looking out for the Greenland whale. Oh, looking out for the Greenland whale. north among the frost and snow. Our fingertips were frozen off, and likewise our toenails. As we poured on the deck, my boys, looking out for the Greenland whale. Oh, tacked about all in the north till we see the whale fish blow. When we catch that whale, my boys, and homeward we will steer. We'll make those valleys ring, my boys, with the drinking of strong beer. We'll make those lofty alehouses in London town to roar. When the money is all gone, to Greenland go for more. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's pretty dandy. That's Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, and that's from their most recent release. It just came out late last year. The CD is called Pretty Peggy, and so that was Shy Guys Serve. Before that, we heard Greenland Whale, a song about weather and cold water. And indeed, we have weather going on at the moment. If you're listening to this on the Thursday night, there's all kinds of warnings. The weather people are out there trying to make their living and justify their existence by warning us about all manner of things. So at any moment, the hydro could go off and you might not hear this program for a while. But just relax and light some candles. All will be well in the end, because this is just what happens in wintertime. Next up, we have something that takes us back to America, and this is another new release. This is from Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers. And you might not know, well, you probably do know, that Steve Martin, the comedian, actor, and so on and so forth, has been playing the banjo since he was 15 years old. He's in his early 70s now. So he's been, he did some banjo-wielding stunts, as they say, on Saturday Night Live back in the 70s. And it's been a central piece of his stage act as a comedian and so on. He actually is a very good banjo player as well. Not that that should be a surprise to you, because he's a good comedian, he's a good actor, and so on and so forth. He did a collaboration with Earl Scruggs back in, Earl Scruggs, the father of three-finger banjo playing, you know, the kind of style that, that you hear a lot in the United States anyways, in 2002, and it won a Grammy for Best Country Instrumental Performance. And so he did a solo debut, I think it was called The Crow, New Songs for the Five-String Banjo. That won a Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album, so he's no slouch when it comes to actually playing the banjo. He's been playing with the Steep Canyon Rangers band out of North Carolina for a while now, a number of years. They've toured quite a bit. And they made an album back in 2011. It was called Rare Bird Alert. And it had some of Steve Martin's sort of comedic kind of attitude and chops and so on and so forth. And the Steep Canyon Rangers are very good in and of themselves. And so they won some awards for that as well, a nomination for a Grammy. So this is their second album as a collaboration. And it's called The Long-Awaited Album, just because I guess between 2011 and late 2017, people kept asking about it. And so they're a couple of tracks that I'll play off of this is a bunch with words, and some are sung by Steve Martin, some by just by the folks within the Steep Canyon Rangers who sing. They're from Brevard, North Carolina. They've been around since 2000, and playing with Steve Martin has helped their career, but they've certainly they won a Grammy back in 2013 for one of their own albums, for Best Bluegrass Album. So again, they're quite well known as well. And they have a CD just coming out later this month, their latest CD as well, which makes, I think, their 9th or 10th solo album, plus the ones they've done with Steve Martin. So I'll play two things. One is, it just got, you know, Christmas just passed us by, but I thought, well, I'll play this one. It's called Strangest Christmas Yet. And it has the sort of the Steve Martin kind of comedic piece to it, as well as it shows the band together playing with him. And then a very short piece, which is just banjo, and it's called Promontory Point, and it's Steve Martin on the banjo. It's a tune that he wrote with Tony Trischka, who's a famous, very well pedigreed American banjo player as well. So two tracks from Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Every year the wife and I lay out the welcome mat for all the in-laws far and wide and our third cousin Jack. We trim the tree and hang the wreath and every time forget that what comes through our door each year is the strangest Christmas yet. 2 full days for Christmas Eve, Grandma comes by car with a pumpkin pie that she had baked that tastes like her cigar. She pulls up in a pickup truck with crazy Uncle Don. He parks it where he does each year, right on our front lawn. It's the strangest Christmas yet.
So strange.
Strangest Christmas yet.
Woo!
It'll take some time to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
Oh, looky here, the children, dear, have built a roaring fire. Too bad it's in our driveway and with a stolen tire. Then came time for photographs, the camera set to strobe. And I said to Uncle Bob, you want to close your robe? Cousin Billy likes his guns, naturally he came armed. He's on the lookout for invaders from the planet Zorn. Uncle Teddy put on weight, he'd gotten rather large. We couldn't take him through the door, he stayed in the garage.
It's the strangest Christmas yet.
How strange?
Strangest Christmas yet.
Really strange.
Christmas, yeah.
We bless the food in different faiths that seem to number seven, and say a prayer that with some help just might get to heaven. Then from the garage we hear a sound that makes us ache. Uncle Teddy with a voice so pure that your heart would break.
Joy to the world.
He knows no other line.
Joy to the world.
He sings it one more time.
Joy.
We hear it once again. We all take cans and quiet down and let it all sink in. I take him out a plate of food and thank him for the song. He says so sorry that I might have got the words a little wrong. We tip our glasses, give a hug and toast to Christmas cheer, and count the months until we get to see them all next year.
It's the strangest Christmas yet.
We love it!
Strangest Christmas yet.
Can't wait till next year.
It'll take some time to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
Hey, put down that spatula.
Take some time to forget the strangest Christmas yet.
A little teaser there at the end. That is Steve Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers. I was just trying to think of the name of the tune while I was trying to think of his name at the same time. So Promontory Point is the name of the tune. And we heard before that track called Strangest Christmas Yet. That's from their recent release called The Long Awaited Album. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond here on Bay Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM, or on Voice of Bombay, which is 95.9 in Norris Point. Next up, we head to Germany for a duo, Gudrun Walter and Jürgen Trez, and they have a new CD called Duo, which is actually two CDs. I mean, it's a duo. There's two artists, two traditions, because they're doing music of Germany as well as music of the Celtic American kind of traditions. They are founding members of a band called Cara, C-A-R-A, who perform mostly Scottish and Irish music, but they've also recorded some German music as well. So this release brings those two together, those two interests in German music as well as in Celtic music. And they play a fiddle, guitar, accordion, and some vocals and so on. So this set of CDs came about because they spent 3 weeks in a three-century-old cabin, a mountain hut, basically, in the Alps. And they went there and they recorded and they arranged all of the material during those that time. No overdubs or anything like that. And so it was quite an intense time together. And you can kind of tell it because the arrangements are pretty tight. But the immense beauty of the place, too, it was an upland meadow. I think it's reflected in the grand palette, I suppose you could say, of the material. So the first CD is all German material, and it's a bunch of poems that were set to music. They set them to music and tunes, many of them from a collection called the Dahlhoff Collection, which came from the late 1700s, but was only recently discovered and only made available digitally and so on in the last few years. And so there's some great major and minor key tunes from that collection. And so I'll play a track of those tunes as the first track. I'll play two tracks, I guess, because there's two CDs, you know. And this is two tunes from that collection. And it's S98 and S90, by the way, in case you're, you know, following along. Klompentanz and Schweinflussen Sesken or something like that. And the second one is also called Schweinflussen. And session, they say, is maybe a specific sort of a dance, like a minuet and polonaise or whatever. But it also might be linked to the English word session, which is a bunch of people playing instrumental music together. But to me, the Schweinflussen sounds a lot like swine flu, you know. But they don't talk about that at all in the liner notes. I don't know if it has any connection. After that, we'll hear something from the second CD, which is the American Celtic material. And it actually has two songs that are important to the Newfoundland tradition. One of them, She's Like the Swallow, and one of them, The Maid on the Shore. And so I'll play The Maid on the Shore. It's a nice version of that, and some great lines on the fiddle and the guitar, and dancing bass on the guitar, and so on. So it's grand music, fairly mature and seasoned. It's a bit sedate as well, so we'll get to relax before we head off to our next band. So this is a duo called Gudrun Walther and Jürgen Tres, and we'll start off with a set of German tunes.
a young maiden who lived all alone. Her beauty did shine so clear, oh, and all she could find for to ease her sad mind was to wander alone on the shore, shore, shore. Wander alone on the shore, oh. There was a sea captain who sailed the seas round, and he fell so deep into love, oh, I'll die, I shall die, the sea captain cried. If I can't have the maid on the shore, 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 can't have the maid on the shore. After much persuasion on board she did come. The captain, he set her a chair. Her down to his cabin below, singing farewell to sorrow and care, oh care, farewell to all sorrow and care. The captain, he poured out the rich wine, sparked so bright and so clear, oh, saying first you will lie in my arms all the night, and then I'll hand you to my crew, my crew, then I'll hand you to my crew. Oh, thank you, oh, thank you, this maiden replied. Just what I've been waiting for, oh, for I've grown so weary of my maidenhead. As I wander alone on the shore, 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 wandered alone on the shore. Down in the stern of the ship, her voice was so fair and so clear, oh. She sang them so sweetly, so soft and completely. She sang captain and sailors to sleep, to sleep. Sailors to sleep. She robbed them of silver, she robbed them of gold, robbed them of costly array, oh. The captain's broadsword she used as an oar, to row herself back to the shore, 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 row herself back to the shore. Oh, were my man crazy, or were they all drunk? Or were they sunk in despair, oh, to see her get away with her beauty so gay? Oh, I wish that I had her once more, wish that I had her once more. And yonder she stands all alone on the strand, waving a handkerchief fair, oh, saying you are the captain that sails the salt sea. And I'm still a maid on the shore, 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 I'm still a maid on the
And that's Gudrun Walter and Jürgen Tres, and a couple of tracks there. We started off with a couple of German tracks, which is called Sesken, and that was The Maid on the Shore. It's a CD that just came out in December of this past year. It's called Duo. Next up, we have another duo, and this is a duo out of Scotland. They are Ailey Shaw and Ross Martin, and they CD is called Burlesque, B-I-R-L, and then E-S-Q-U-E. So a burl is a kind of, it's a style of fiddle playing. It's kind of circular and so on and so on. It doesn't have anything to do with burlesque, you know, the sort of questionable sort of dancing that you might think. But it has to do with Highland and Scottish fiddling. And they've, Shaw and Martin have been on somewhere around 100 recordings between the two of them. They're both current members of a couple of popular touring bands. Shaw is a member of the Poozies, and Martin is a member of Dive, which I've played on this show within the last few weeks, I believe, one of their new releases. So they've been together about 15 years, have been married, and they finally decided to make an album while their kids were at school. So the logistics were a little bit complicated because they lived in Morar, their school was there, and they had to take a 40-minute ferry ride to get to the Isle of Skye, to the Gaelic College in Skye, which is where the studio was. But, you know, the idea was that it would work out, and they would just, on the ferry, during those 40 minutes, they'd kind of decide what they're going to play that day and be all relaxed and so on and so forth. And they do have a really nice, thoughtful, melodic CD. But apparently the ferry rides weren't all that great. I mean, because you're talking about northern Scotland, and they can be a little bit rough at times. So they do take the complex and the turbulent, and they make it seem effortless and smooth in their playing as well. So it has a bit of a gypsy swing feel sometimes. They have a bunch of pipe tunes to establish their pedigree, but they meander into a number of other pieces of territory. They do a set of waltzes from Elvis, well, Elvis Presley, not Elvis Costello. I think I Can't Help Falling in Love is one of them. And it really works really well as a waltz, although it kind of has this real kind of odd sense that I've heard this before, but it certainly wasn't like this. They do, some great hornpipes and some Gaelic songs as well. So I'm going to play two things from that CD as well, recent release. And first, the set of hornpipes that I mentioned. Some nice fancy guitar on that. And the second one is, it's the last track on the CD, and it has a sort of dandy, languid fiddle line, and it sort of washes over the listener. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, because you'll recognize it, probably. And if you don't recognize it, that's fine. It's, you know, this isn't a contest or anything like that. But overall, it's a pretty relaxed and homey atmosphere. It's, you know, in spite of the fact that they had some difficult ferry rides back and forth for the studio and the school, it sounds a lot like just a relaxed couple sitting at home playing a few tunes to calm the kids after a day of excitement at school. And it plays very well. So this is from a duo, which is Ailie Shaw and Ross Martin. We'll start off with a set of hornpipes. Thank you.
we're just dancing in the dark. Messages getting clearer, music's on and I'm moving around the place. Check my look in the mirror, I wanna change my hair, my clothes, my face, I'm going nowhere. Something's happening somewhere. Oh, I just know that it is. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire. The spark is guns for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, you can't start a fire. You can't start a fire.
That is indeed Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark, and that was a duo there from Scotland, a recent release, Ailey Shaw and Ross Martin, and they did a couple of hornpipes before that. Next up, this is a track, occasionally go through my CDs getting rid of stuff, because otherwise, if you don't get rid of things as things come in, if there isn't sort of a circulation, so to speak, then you're just a hoarder, which, you know, as we know from television, is not a good thing. I was looking at getting rid of a bunch of stuff, and sometimes I'd listen to it again one more time. This is a guy called Luca Bloom. He's an Irish folk singer-songwriter, and he has a pile of CDs out, of which I have, and you don't really need to have them all, so I have to try to figure out which ones to get rid of. But he's the younger brother of folk singer Christy Moore. I'll just get that out of the way right at the outset, because that's what people usually mention about him. But his real name is Kevin Barry Moore, and he started a group when he was in school with one of his brothers, and did a bunch of music. But then when he was 14, his brother, Christy Moore, is a well-known folk Irish folk singer, asked him to come on tour to support him. And so at 14, he left and headed on tour and recorded with Christy a number of songs. In the late 70s, he toured, released a number of his own albums. This is the guy called Luca Bloom now. He moved to the Netherlands. He was there for a while, and then back into Ireland and Dublin, and he fronted a couple of bands there. But in 1987, he moved to the United States, and he changed his name from Kevin Moore to Luca Bloom. And he chose the name Luca from the title of, if you remember, Suzanne Vega had a hit out about, it was a song about child abuse. And Luca was the name in it. And so he used that name. And then Bloom came from the main character in James Joyce's novel, Ulysses. So he became known Luca Bloom. And then he's recorded quite a number of albums while in the United States. He's moved back and forth as well from the U.S. and spent a lot of time in Europe and in Ireland as well. So this is from one of his albums, and he does have a tendency to do covers of various things. Like, he's done renditions of ABBA's Dancing Queen, which, you know, he's kind of a quiet singer in many ways. He struggled with difficulty with his fingers over the years. So he used to play intricate finger styling, finger picking, and then he had to start doing flat picking and so on because he had some tendonitis problems. And so his styles have changed a little bit, but partly because of health issues and not really because he's decided to play in different ways. And he's done a bunch of reggae covers and so on. So here's one of the covers that he did, which I think is it's a great version of this song, and you'll probably recognize it as well. This is Luca Bloom.
If I were a carpenter, were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If I were a miller, had a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse? Soft shoes shine. Save my love from loneliness. Save my love from sorrow. I give you my onlyness. Give me your tomorrow. Find me. Would you carry the things I'd made and walk alongside me? If I worked my hands in wood, could you still love me? Would you answer me? From sorrow, I give you my onlyness. Give me your tomorrow. Save my love from loneliness. Save my love from sorrow. I give you my onlyness. Give me your tomorrow. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
well, that's lovely, isn't it? That was a fellow who's called Luca Bloom, and obviously the Carpenter's version of If I Were a Carpenter. So if you want that, just head off down to the Salvation Army where I'm going to drop it off. And this, you know, you just can't keep them all. So, or email me, ivan@boar.ca, and I'll, you know, save it for you. Next, we have three more bands to play, I think, three or four. So next up, we have Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. And this is another new release. CD called Echo in the Valley, and they've both been very prominent as banjo players. They have a great, they have great careers on their own, and they started, I guess, recording about 4 or 5 years ago, something like that, as a duo, after the birth of their son Juno. And Bela is a real icon and an innovator of jazz and classical and world music. And he has more multi-category Grammy wins than any other artist. He has 15 of them in total. And Abigail is a formidable talent on her own, with triumphs in songwriting and theater and performance. And even she did some work in terms of Chinese diplomacy between the United States and China by way of banjo, but that's a long story. But they have a great chemistry as collaborators, along with a real dizzying array of banjos that they play. And so this is their first debut CD as a couple came out in 2016, I believe. In it won Best Folk Album, and so this just came out last year, 2017, called Echo in the Valley. And this time, the mission was to take their double banjo combination to the next level and do some things together they hadn't done before. So it really, it's a different piece than the first one. If you've got the first CD, expect something slightly different. They had a number of rules for the recording. All the sounds had to be created by the two of them. The only instruments used were banjos, and they had to be able to perform every song live so that when they went on tour, they could reproduce what people have on the album. So it's quite diverse as well, and there's a lot of space in it and so on. I wasn't quite sure which track to play, but I ended up deciding to play this one. This one is called Bloomin' Rose. This is Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn.
Thank you.
Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, and something called Bloomin' Rose from their recent release, Echo in the Valley. Two more new releases to go through, one from Belgium, and one from Denmark. So we'll start off with Denmark, a band called Habitakuk, and H-A-B-A-D-E-K-U-K, which is... It's from a catchy nonsense song that they found in an old parish tune book in Denmark. But this is an eight-piece band, and this is the recent release from them called Mollevit, M-O-L-L-E-V-I-T. It's powerful horns, they got toe-tapping fiddles, really contagious rhythms and so on. It's one of Denmark's leading folk bands. They do a lot of folk and salsa, big band, and their first album in 2011... at the Danish Folk Music Awards, it won Album of the Year, and it was called Hopsidaddy. They've toured in Canada and Europe, and they're a very welcome addition to the sort of big band style folk groups with a fair bit of brass. Similar to the English band Bellowhead a little bit, if you remember, I played them before. But all of the members are with other bands as well, so it's a bit tricky for them to tour, but the horn section are really quite tight. I've seen them compared to a sort of a North Sea version of the La Patine Souriante, which is a band out of Quebec, a fine band, which in its later years used a fair bit of brass as well. So this is from their recent release. It's a set of dance tunes, which is called Sextur Fra Laiso or something like that. There's a bunch of letters there that I don't recognize at all. But this is a recent release from the band called Habitakuk.
Thank you.
And that's from the band Habitacook out of Denmark, and a kind of a languid piece of dance music there. One more new release here. This is a band called Trio Dure, D-H-O-O-R-E. There's it's a trio, three of them, and they're from Belgium, and they're brothers. And they have, in the last few years, really developed quite a following. They play a lot of traditional Flemish tunes, and it's kind of unusual because they play like concertina and a Modian guitar, and they play the hurdy-gurdy as well, which is an instrument that you may have seen. It's a lovely kind of thing. It's modeled a little bit after a butter churn. It's a cross between a butter churn and a violin, if you can imagine what that might look like. But anyway, they've traveled a fair bit in Canada as well, and in the United States, and they've been at some of the prominent Celtic festivals as well. So they were inspired by the traditional music of the Low Countries, as they call them, the Flemish countries, and central France, and so on. And they wanted to prove that acoustic music can still kind of swing and get emotions kind of developed and aroused, despite their simplicity. So Cohen, Hartwin, and Ward are the brothers, the Dewar brothers, and they write many of their own compositions as well. And this recent release, which just came out from them, which is called Momentum. Many of them, they explain where they wrote them, and they're usually after this and that. Actually, one was written after the Goderich tornado. They were at the Celtic Festival in Goderich, Celtic Roots Festival, a great festival, and there was a tornado around that community close to that time. And if you go to the grounds of that Celtic festival now, some of the trees which were torn up have now been made into sculptures, the bits of trees that were left. Anyway, so they write a lot about who they meet, and they do talk about that in their liner notes, how their inspiration comes from the touring that they've done. To date, they've released three albums. This is from their latest album, and it's a jig from Mossland. So I thought I'd play kind of something traditional for you. This is from Trio Dewar. Yeah. And that's some music there from Trio Dur, a band that's doing some music out of Belgium and from the Flanders and the Lowcountry. And that's a trio of brothers. And the band's recent CD was called Momentum. And we've sort of the momentum has taken us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And my name is Ivan Emke, and be here again next week. And you've been listening on either CKVB 100.1 FM in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, Bay of Islands Radio, or on Voice of Bon Bay in Norse Point at 95.9. Have a great week and enjoy the winter, because there's no other option but to enjoy it. Don't just sit inside and curse it. We'll just end off with, taking us up to the end, this is from the band that we heard at the beginning of the show, Banter. And this is one of their tracks called William Taylor's Tabletop Hornpipe. See you next week.